Day two of BBC Gardeners World Live, a couple of days after the judging of the Beautiful Borders competition, and I'm delighted to say I'm catching up with Claire Morrell. Smile on your face in the sunshine here, quite rightly, because tell us what you've won.
I've won Platinum and Best Beautiful Border 2023.
Fantastic. For And Breathe,
and
your
breathe.
Splendid, splendid Beautiful Border. Now, first of all, talk me through what we're looking at.
Well, we're looking at my interpretation of my garden escape, which is all about creating a calm, serene, sort of quiet place to be. And it's a really simple, limited colour palette designed specifically so that when you pare back the colour, you can really see all the detail in the flower form and the leaf shape and the detail in the planting, essentially, but not in a sort of a jarring, busy way that you might get if there were lots of colours in there. So it's a really mindful, calm, serene place to be.
It is. It looks fantastic. Just talk us through what you have planted, grown and planted here.
Well, the other thing that's really, really important is in the garden is scent. I think scent in a garden is a really magical and evocative thing. So in the garden, if we were a bit closer, you'd be able to smell the Nemesia Wisley Vanilla, which is scattered around all sort of sides of the border and along the seating area there. So that fills the air with this wonderful vanilla scent. You've got also the jasmine that's climbing around the arch and the obelisk, which is again really powerful scent in the air. And I mean, there's scent everywhere. There's Philadelphus, Belle Etoile, that's beautiful. And then also in the leaves, you've got the carnations that if you rub them, you get a beautiful scent. I don't want people to rub the leaves. But
no, of course. But it's got that tactile, sort of total sensory sort of attitude to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's all part of creating that that calm environment to be, really, and to breathe. So if you feel calm, you just sit there and you and breathe. So that's
aptly
named,
and particularly in the sunshine we've had the last couple of days, the warmth brings out those evocative smells, don't they?
That walk up to the border and just say, "Oh, well, I could smell it as I was approaching," which is just what I wanted.
So go back to the point where you had a blank piece of paper when you were designing this.
Yes.
How did you start? And how many designs did you throw in the bin before you got to this one?
Well. Yeah, a blank piece of paper, yes. I wanted to create something. When I'm in my own garden, it's as much about looking at the garden as it is about being in the garden. So I wanted to create a border that I could look at and that was beautiful and was an escape, but also one that I could be in. And so that in a sense, that got me the bit in the middle where I would sit in the garden, and then the rest sort of came around it. I'm also really interested in garden history. So for me, as much as it's about this calming space, I wanted to create something that was a nod to the arts and crafts period in history. And so that's very much part of the design.
Which parts of that reference the arts and crafts particularly?
You've got your Lutyens bench. So that was Gertrude Jekyll and Edwin Lutyens. They were a classic design partnership in that period in time. And you'd also find things like the topiary being used there and the herbaceous sort of billowy, flowy garden planting being used there. So it's that structure you would see in the garden. And they used pergolas and arches to grow roses and whatnot, so they would have typically been made of wood in that period, which would link back to the arts and crafts, but mine's not. But I've used a moon gate arch, which again is another thing I particularly
and it mirrors the top of the bench
does,
as well,
actually,
doesn't it?
It does. In Chinese culture, that's a sort of a welcoming, as you transition into the garden, you step over and through the moon gate arch, so it's that represents that transition into a new space. So for me, it was a transition into this calming, relaxing space.
Does your garden at home look just like this?
No. I've got two beautiful boys who I adore, but one of them loves football, so it's a family garden, my garden at home. It's evolving though, I mean it's changing, so it'll be very white probably when I get home and take these plants home, it'll suddenly take on a white hue, which is no bad thing.
That's a good point. So that when you break down the garden here at the show, these will all go back to your garden or elsewhere?
Mostly back to my garden. I mean, a lot of that I grew myself. It'll go back to the garden.
How long did it take you to put together?
4 days.
Just 4 days?
4 days.
Goodness
building.
Me.
Yeah, 4 days in the heat. It was epic. It was very enjoyable. It's a great, there's a fabulous atmosphere here. I mean, it's almost worth doing the board just for the atmosphere with everybody building, building the borders. It was lovely. But it was 4 epic days in the sun. So, we don't get as long to take it down, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to go.
Having spoken to some of the judges, they were amazed at their incredibly high standard this year. There are some amazing boards and show gardens, aren't they? Which must make your win even more special. So when you found out that you'd won, what was going through your mind?
Oh, I was, I was in shock. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so I was absolutely gobsmacked. And like you say, because of the standard of everything else, to then receive Best Border, I was blown away. I didn't know what to do. Absolutely in shock. I still am. I still need someone to come round and pinch me and remind me it's actually happening.
Well, it says on there, you see, you've got the notice.
Really, I'm chuffed. I'm chuffed. I'm so pleased at how it's turned out. And,
It begs the rather presumptuous question that once you've finished enjoying this year's show, are you going to enter again?
Do you know what? I'd love to do something else. I love the whole designing and particularly around a concept and an idea, so I think I'd love to have a go at something else.
Fantastic.
So
is this what you do for a job? Is this your professional?
I'd like to. I finished studying last August, so I'm a kind of a newbie on the block, so this is hopefully going to be the catalyst to new stuff for me.
Wow, for a rookie you've done pretty well. Pretty
you.
Well, really well done. Congratulations on
thank
your
you.
win.
Thank you.